Well, hello, friends. On today's show, a dog gets sent to a farm, some kids get pajamas, a middle schooler quietly helps, and Chris Martin is beautiful. All right, that's good enough. Isaac,
it's a few years please give us the intro. The after times. You get what I'm talking about. So come on, let's say we get together, have a few drinks, talk about the good stuff happening in this world. You up for that? Then have a seat, because all the best conversations happen when you're two beers in. Here are your hosts, Brett Weaver and Monica Ballard.
Oh, look, it's my healthcare plan.
Hey! Thank you, HMO.
Yeah. No, I just turned it off. Oh,
are you sure? Because I'm not. My watch is doing weird things.
Sorry, I stepped on the cord there.
You got really big
That's
eyes.
That's bad, right?
Hello, everyone. You are listening to Two Beers In, a show about HMOs and recent politics. Which oh, is, no, wait, that's the no, that's no, the other, that's the Patreon. That's
the news to me.
Yep, this is a show where my friends and I talk about positive news and drink things. And today, my name is Brett Weaver. I'm one of your, well, I mean, my name's Brett Weaver all the time.
Yeah.
Let's just get be clear about that. But today, I'm enjoying a frozen Pimm's cup.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Which is
all
quite,
the latest drinks.
Which is quite good because it you can taste the basil and the cucumber.
Okay. So it's like a salad in a glass.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Try it. Here. It's like have a taste.
Old English mixed drink from like the 1930s or something.
I don't want to mix my lager with basil.
I was going to say, you know, you'd do it if you weren't chicken.
Yeah, a drink that went out of style
chicken,
before
I would
World
need
War
the basil.
II.
You need the basil and the cucumber. Yeah. Yes.
I'm your other co-host, Monica, and this right here is a nice icy cold Helles lager.
Oh, yes. Very nice.
Yeah.
And there's our friend Doug right over there.
Hey.
Hi, guys. I'm drinking a summer Modelo.
Oh.
Which is exactly like a regular Modelo, except it's now freaking summer around here.
I know. I was going to be like, does Modelo taste any different?
It did. Yeah. It probably tastes much better if you've just finished mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's lawnmower beer.
Yep.
Yeah, so we've got some great stories, and thank you, Monica.
Uh-huh.
Monica did the whole list today.
I did.
Yeah.
I just kept finding all this great stuff. I even kicked one out.
Yeah.
Because it kind of didn't fit the theme.
Okay.
Of kindness.
Kindness.
And friendship.
Friendship.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to put in the sound thing. I was going to get a clip from Safe Men where Sam Rockwell... And Sam Rockwell, and not Mark Ruffalo, who's in it, but another guy where they're singing and they're going, friendship, friendship.
So, just anyway. A perfect friendship.
No, nope. not even that
nope,
good.
Not even that.
No, they're horrible. They're actually horrible singers. So, yes, but I didn't do that. So instead, I'm going to push the button, do the thing, and then we'll get started here. You want to start with the first one? You want me
no,
to do it?
No, you do it because it's a dog story.
It's a dog story. She just jumped into my arms. Firefighter adopts dog found beside deceased owner.
That's the sad part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, we don't know the owner.
Well,
that owner could have been an asshole.
All right. I'll grant you that.
I'm kind of feeling glad that this person
starting off very positive. All the positivity. Eat it.
So James Tronson found an unexpected new friend while responding to an emergency call on April 24th. So this is like recent.
Yep.
When he arrived at the home, he discovered the resident had passed away, leaving behind a devoted little terrier named Martha. The loyal dog had stayed at her owner's side, reluctant to leave even after help arrived. If it would have been a cat, the face would have been eaten off by that point.
I was going to say, how many bites did she have before?
Yeah. So look at this Benji-looking dog. Check out that Benji-looking dog.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. For all our youngsters who really are into Benji movies.
Yep. So the little terrier took quite a bit of persuading to come to me. But eventually, she just jumped into my arms.
Oh.
With no next of kin to care for Martha, Trunson initially planned to take her to a local shelter. However, the terrier's loyalty and charm quickly won him over. The dog's like, no.
What?
I want to live.
You use the SH word.
I'm kicking it with you now.
Yeah.
Instead of the shelter, he brought her home, where she seamlessly integrated into the family and their other animals.
Because they have a farm.
Yep.
So and all that stuff you hear about, we sent Martha to a farm.
To a farm.
Yeah.
They literally sent her to a farm.
Yes.
Or this is also just a
long story. No.
P.S. That dog is dead.
You didn't read the last paragraph, did you? Don't read the last paragraph.
Just kidding. The dog's dead.
She's on a farm.
She's on a farm.
Right.
She rides around on the tractor. See, I just don't believe it. And if it was second nature, and she loves it, describing how Martha is adapted. The Helston Community Fire Station shares a photo of Trunson with Martha on social media. So they're making a little cash off of this. And capturing scene.
You're so cynical today.
You're in a mood.
I'm so sorry.
You're reading a story that's basically a Hallmark card and still dogging it.
Yep. Dogging it. Out of tragedy, sometimes there is happiness.
Yes.
So, yay. That's so nice.
So I found this next story. By the way, would any of your dogs hang around if you died? Would Typo, if you were lying dead on your living room carpet?
Yes.
Would Typo just stay there and stay there and stay there?
I don't know how long he would stay there, but he would. Actually, Jessica's dog would stay with me probably longer. Minchie would probably hang out with me longer than Typo.
Okay.
But my cats, I don't know how long it'd take for them to eat my face, but Floof would definitely hang out with me.
Yeah.
She's like, nah, you're warm. And it's till my body gets cold.
Yeah, exactly.
Then she's like, well, what does he taste like?
It's just weird.
Yeah, my phone picture of Brett is Floof on Brett, who's half conscious.
Yeah. Yeah, because if I lay down in bed, she'll just come and sit on my chest and look at me right in the face. And if I don't pet her, she'll smack me.
Man.
Yeah, I know. It's a weird relationship.
Demanding.
She's just like, you will pay attention to me.
I baited like that.
Yep. Yep. More than once.
Quite a few times.
Quite a few times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next story. Viral act of kindness inspires pajama donation for entire school. So you know how a lot of times elementary schools will have theme days, like Superhero Day, or you know, dress up like your favorite news person, or
prisoner.
Sure. Yeah.
Prisoner.
Historical figure.
Favorite Hunger Games character.
Right.
This particular school had a pajama day.
Okay.
And there was a bus driver named Farish who noticed that one of the students, Levi, looked particularly downcast.
Aww.
And asking the boy what was troubling him, Levi said that he didn't have any pajamas for the school's designated pajama day. So Levi goes into school, and Farish's next mission was to go out and buy pajamas. Not just for Levi, but, I mean, he started something where people donated so that every student in that school got a new pair of pajamas.
Wow.
So that no kid would
have pajamas left behind.
No pajamas left behind.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. So They partnered with Toys for Tots.
Okay.
And they brought enough pajamas for all 300 students of school.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's called EJ's PJs. So a pajama company, an organization founded by Patricia Pogge in Long Island.
Pogge.
Long Island.
Long Island.
Traveled nearly 800 miles to the Englehart Elementary School. And deliver these pajamas. We want all of Englehart Elementary School to have pajamas. We don't want any of the kids to have the circumstances that little Levi had. And they had a big pajama party.
So was the pajamas all the same color?
Did not say.
Like, would there be a school colors pajamas? And then the one who really stood out was one that didn't wear the same colors?
It's the 4,000 leftover saffron pajamas that never sold. like, why
boy,
are we all
do
yellow?
I have a marketing genius thing that I'm going to do right now. Again, making me cynical, Doug. Stop it.
You're easy to hypnotize. Ask Floof. Bet me.
So let's... and then I had... There was a video that's there. So when you go to the... To the web, our website, there'll be a link to the video that talks about it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Next story is another school story.
Yes.
I was in awe. The school recognizes sixth grader. They just recognized the sixth grader.
Oh, I think I know him. Hey.
That's amazing because usually you teachers are on fentanyl.
Wow, this is an interesting episode. This is going to be a best of.
That's right. That's right.
This is a really dark turn.
I'll go on. In a remarkable display of sportsmanship and compassion, sixth grader Brinley Totsi from the Hart Butte, boy, that's a tricky name. Yep. Hart Butte Junior High School intentionally sacrificed her lead in a cross country race to help a fellow competitor in distress. And there is also a video on this as well. Totsi, all I can hear now is my mom with a name like Totsi.
Hotsy Totsy?
Hotsy Totsy. Was she some kind of Hotsy Totsy?
It's probably Tatesy.
I'm going to stick to Totsy. Nope, it's Totsy.
Well, I watched the video, and it's Tatesy, but it could be Tatesy Cakes, you know? Hey, Tatesy.
I love their cookies.
I love them. Tatesy cakes.
Tasty cakes.
Tatesy, who holds the, I'm saying it right now.
Thank you.
Who holds the school record for the 1 mile run, was competing in a cross country race when she noticed a competitor from another school gasping for air and struggling to breathe amongst the trees.
She ran off the course.
Yeah, and she was
in there in the trees.
Probably harfing. Yeah, yarfin.
Yarfin.
Recognizing the severity of the situation and seeing no one else was around to assist, Tatesy immediately stopped her race to offer help. She reached for her inhaler. So where was she? She had an inhaler with her?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And offered comfort while waiting to help for help to arrive. 2 or 3 minutes later, the girl was in good hands. And so she outran her and won the race. No.
Yep.
So Tatesy returned to her run when her mother, Gina Dosh, inquired about her
uncharacteristically
slow finish.
Yep. Tatesy simply shrugged and said, it was just slow this time.
I was just slow this time. Yeah.
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 Her selfless act might have gone unnoticed if not for an observant spectator from another school who witnessed the entire episode. And so they were moved by her actions, and the anonymous supporter wrote a heartfelt letter to the Hart Butte Athletic Department highlighting the young athlete's exemplary conduct.
Yep.
So there is, like, hey, let me tell you what happened, and they basically say this is what's going on. And Brinley's act of sportsmanship was amazing. She quietly resumed the race without seeking recognition or praise. So, and she was embarrassed about it, quite shy. So I thought I would just bring a spotlight on the whole thing because she wanted to keep
things
chill.
She didn't want any attention, so now it's
so
on podcasts across the world.
Now the whole world knows it. In light of this, I believe it's important to recognize and commend Brinley for her outstanding display of sportsmanship and kindness. Yeah, because we really don't see that very often. I mean, I've seen videos.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of times, like we're at end of a marathon and the dude is almost done. And the guy next to him is like, oh, no, you're getting wobbly. And he helps him along.
Yeah.
So.
But that's in front of a lot of spectators.
Right.
And this just happened at a cross-country meet
this
with a lot of schools.
This is back in the middle of nothing. Yeah.
In nowhere, Montana.
Right.
Sorry, at Hart Butte. But, you know, you're nowhere, Montana.
Yeah.
And
Montana is
it happened in September. And so last Monday, they gave her this plaque and read the letter.
Nice.
I think her mother videotaped the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I know it must have been her mother was because as she's getting the plaque and there are people, you know, whooping and hollering, you can hear... Smile,
smile,
smile.
just smile.
Because
yep,
she's this,
that's mom.
You know, gangly ninth, you know, sixth grader
sixth
or whatever,
grader.
And you know, they're handing her a plaque.
Yep.
Poor mom. The whole lectern with the athletic coach is in front, and she can hardly get a good shot of her daughter because she's in the wrong spot.
Sure.
She has to kind of move off to the side, but then when she sees her face, she's like, smile, smile.
Oh, boy. Didn't they tell you? It's not the thing that you're supposed to be seeing, but it's her mom, so it's okay.
So it's the most wondrous and traumatizing event of her life all in one.
She's like, well, it's all down from here. Again, Doug.
What did I
Dang
do?
It.
What did I do?
Well, you know, there are a lot of companies out there who have as mission statements or, you know, goals that do the right thing even when no one's looking. And
that's called morals.
She chose to do that.
Yeah. Those are your ethics. Your ethics are what you do when no one's looking.
Yeah.
And companies are known for those.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Setting Brett off again. Let's go.
Nope. Nope. Not
while
gonna.
I'm on a streak.
Nope. Why don't you take this last one because you like Coldplay better than I do.
I'm yellow.
I don't know what everyone has. In an inspiring act of kindness, Coldplay's frontman, Chris Martin, made a memorable impact on one fan's life during the BBC Radio 1's big weekend in Luton last week. So that's a big festival that they have, a lot of bands. Sandra Glenn, age 64, who suffers from osteoarthritis and mobility issues, was nearly forced to leave the event early after struggling to walk to the accessibility box office.
Mm.
As she rested against a fence contemplating on whether or not to go home, a black Mercedes pulled up next to her, and to her utter surprise, the back door opened, slid open to reveal Chris Martin himself sitting in the back seat. Recalling the moment, Sandra said, "I looked at him and said to the woman in the passenger seat, 'I can't get in. That's Chris Martin.'" But Chris, ever the gentleman, encouraged her to hop in, saying, "Yes, you can. Just come on in." And so they sat in the back seat together, and Chris Martin drove this woman to the handicap accessibility ticket.
Directed the driver to
yes.
the...
Yes.
He wasn't driving.
Well, not from the back seat, no.
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 Well, he's being a back seat driver.
Yes. But in a good way.
Sure.
And then he took her up for crowd surfing.
Yep.
So she managed to get a selfie of them together.
That's great.
And he's shown that kindness rules the world, she told the Daily Mail.
Yep.
So, and I like Coldplay.
Yes.
I do.
I don't dislike Coldplay. I just thought it would be funny for me to set that off. And go, well, you like Coldplay better than me.
And she's been listening to him since she was a teenager.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. But not Pitbull. I had to have my dad introduce me to Pitbull.
Yes. Don't they? Okay, so Coldplay has the song Fix You, right? I Will Fix You?
I think so.
You know how you can fix us?
Sure.
Oh, by joining us on the Patreon.
Wow.
Patreon.com/2beersin.
Don't be yellow.
I'm learning from Dresden Robert Young on how to do this. I'm getting really good at it, I promise. You can support us, not just by listening, which we're also appreciative of, and not just telling your friends about us, which we also am grateful that's happening as well. But by joining in, and you can start with $3 a month. We've got $5 a month. There's all kinds of levels that we want you to join us on because it helps buy our drinks.
That's right, which is paradise for us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. So yeah, you can do that. And if you want to give us a one-time gift, you can also do that by going to either Venmo or PayPal and typing in 2beersin@weightlesspod.com, which is also the email address you can send us notes. And we would love to hear from you.
All right. Yes.
We'll even respond.
Maybe.
For a while.
No, we will.
Yeah, we will.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, within a couple of days. I'm not going to, you know, write back in 10 minutes.
Yeah. We're not, you know, crazy. Well, I'm not.
That was what a blanket statement I was kind of into a second. Yay.
So once again, thank you. Thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for listening to us. Monica.
Yes.
You have a final song, and I haven't actually even heard it yet.
Haven't you?
I have not.
Well, you just downloaded it, put it in there. And
yep, and trusted.
Okay. We wanted to make the theme tonight about kindness and friendship and that sort of thing. This song has always been about friendship for me, and it's done by a little-known band. I don't think they ever had a hit. They're called Hotel, and this is from, I think the...
Don't worry about it.
Something dropped.
Yeah.
The baby.
The other shoe.
Yeah.
This is, I think, from an album by the same name called Half Moon Silver.
Okay.
And it came out in 1980, and I've just always loved the simplicity of the song. It's very Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Oh, good.
In the harmonies and such.
All right.
I think everyone will like it.
And so before we push the button on that, I've been enjoying a delicious Pimm's cup that has been frozen, and my name is Brett Weaver, one of the hosts.
I'm Monica Ballard, enjoying a Helles Lager.
And Doug over there
has had a Modelo.
There we go. So thank you. Have a good evening. See you next week.
Silver in a summer sky, stares at the road we travel by, and we're a long, 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 long way from home. Still we must be moving on, same strangers in a different place, weary-eyed and wind-blown face. What a long, 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 long road it's been. Still we go as friends, slow to change, wonder who you are, lost in the steps of the dancing star. No one knows how long we will laugh till we cry, heart to heart, waiting for the break of dawn before we part. You to the highland, me to the sea, on different land we have to be. Takes us far, 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 far away. Love between between us here to stay. Late one night when wind is fair, to recreate the time we share. High up on the northern shore, we shall meet forevermore. Slow to change, wonder who we are, lost in the steps of the dancing star. No one knows how long we will laugh till we cry, heart to heart, waiting for the break of dawn before we part. Silver in the summer sky, stares at the road we travel by, and we're a long, long